Right, so hello everyone, this is Bit from the Dirt Hut, and unfortunately, there will be no actual Dirt Hut episode today, because I have recently gotten sick. Luckily, it's nothing deadly, it's just something that I got due to stress. I won't delve too deep into this, but anyway. So I'm just going to make a quick unscripted updates episode about the two brand new Minecraft snapshots which have recently been published. Sorry, hold on. One brand new Minecraft snapshot, not two. However, I am going to cover the last snapshot, which is about cave generation. I'm just going to give a really quick recap. So, cave generation has been revamped, of course, and there is now brand new height limit as well. So, yeah, it's up to 36. So it's from 320 to -64. And this is actually it actually has quite a big impact on the new ore generation, which is in the next snapshot. Other than that, there are three new types of caves. You have the cheese caves and the spaghetti caves, which are both are kinds of noise caves. Cheese caves are like the holes in Swiss cheese, and spaghetti caves are long squiggly tunnels. Yes, water can generate in certain large caves. So that's enough for our recap. Now let's talk about the brand new Minecraft snapshot. It's snapshot 21W07A. To make that into, like a phrase, it's the first snapshot in the seventh week of 2021. So, brand new snapshot, and now it's going to make use of the brand new negative cave generation, which will provide a brand new stone variation, and this is called Grimstone, which once again can only be found in the deepest parts of the underground, under Y level 0. And just like black stone, they can be used to craft regular stone crafting recipes. And yeah, you have now a lot of new blocks. You have, of course, Grimstone, Grimstone slabs, Grimstone stairs, Grimstone wall, polished Grimstone, polished Grimstone slabs, polished Grimstone stairs, polished Grimstone walls, Grimstone bricks, Grimstone brick slabs, Grimstone brick stairs, Grimstone brick walls. This one is interesting. Grimstone tile slab, Grimstone tile stairs, and Grimstone tile wall. And of course, chiseled Grimstone. The tile, I've never seen that in a Minecraft block before. So it's the first time they've ever been doing a tile variation for a kind of stone. Now, let's talk about the new ore textures and the ore generation. Okay. So, now, there is brand new generation for pretty much every single ore, and it's just so unfortunate that they changed diamond ore. Like the generation of diamond ore, because now you have to mine a lot deeper because it is most likely found in, very deep down in the negative coordinates. Also, strongholds, they have a new generation thing where they mostly, or maybe even always, I'm not sure, generate under Y level 0. So now they are pretty much surrounded in Grimstone, which gives it a brand new look to it. But I think what they should do is also update the stone bricks and all that into grimstone, those grimstone variations, so it blends better with the wall. Anyway, so now, diorite, granite, and dirt no longer generate below Y level 0, so only andesite and grimstone. And then there is new positioning and generation of those three stones, diorite, andesite, and granite. And now, mineshaft corridors, I mentioned before that if they're over some sort of thing where you could fall off, they're supported by logs. Now, it depends on where is the shorter distance. Is it shorter to the ground or is it shorter to the ceiling? If it's closer to the ground, it has log pillars. If it's closer to the ceiling, it uses chains. So, back to the ores. There was a new diagram shown showing the ore distribution. I can't really describe how this is, but essentially, ores have been revamped, and it put a comparison between the 1.17 and 1.16 generation, and let me just say it is very different. I highly recommend you check it out, you know, ASAP, because it gives you a glimpse into the brand new ore stuff. Now, these textures, they have become quite controversial because they honestly don't look very good. In my honest opinion, these ores, specifically the iron, coal, and redstone ore. Actually, the iron, coal, and redstone ore are bad, but the worst among them is the redstone. What did they do to my guy, redstone ore? It looks, in my opinion, really bad right now. Yeah, and for the gold ore, it has the same gold pattern as nether gold ore. It's just not inside netherrack, it's now inside stone. Also now, all of these ores except for coal, emeralds, and copper can also generate within grimstone. So instead of having stone as the background, you could have grimstone, which is interesting, very nice. Also, according to Minecraft, since diamond ore is the most iconic ore, it has the same texture. And in my opinion, they should have had like an option to do like the new ores or the old ones. But then I guess you could create a texture pack for that, so I'm not sure if my point's too justified anyway. Yeah, also new updates to the creative inventory, new changes to redstone when it comes to the positioning of the items. So they've been grouped and ordered in the following way. First, essentials, unique activators, miscellaneous, common activators, and openables. So yeah, that's how redstone is now in the creative inventory. If ever you use creative to make your redstone stuff, then make use of that. Now, I honestly quite like the design of the grimstone. It looks absolutely stunning. It looks very similar to blackstone. Well, not very similar. It's quite similar. But in my opinion, I like the look of grimstone better. It has more of a sort of, it's, I don't know how to describe it, but if you've seen cobblestone in real life, in my opinion, grimstone looks more similar to cobblestone in real life than actual cobblestone or blackstone. So that's kind of why I like it better. It's really good, in my opinion, for roads. And also, like, for dark alleyways, that would be beautiful. And, yeah, that's pretty much everything in this brand new update. I'm sorry for not having a new thing, new Dirt Hut episode. However, I'm going to begin. Well, I have begun writing it. Unfortunately, again, I have been sick, so I'm not able to write and record everything. Hopefully by next week I'll be okay. I'll be back to regular, enthusiastic myself. So thank you for listening to this pretty short episode. Please look at Patreon or send me a voice message or an email. I did get one email. Thank you very much to the person that sent the email. I will give you a shout out in the next episode. And until then, thank you all for listening and goodbye.